This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And a pleasant good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to WWL's Fans to the Pro, live from Rouse's 3711 Power Boulevard, Rouse's Football Fridays. We'll help you cover the spread this week with spinach artichoke dip, fresh-made guacamole. Rouse's celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We are easy to find here at the Rouse's in Metairie on Power Boulevard. If you get large orange Gatorade tent, you will find us. And at that Gatorade tent, you can do a scan and win tickets to the Atlanta Falcons game in November. You can do a, like, I won't call it a fake dunk tank, but you don't get water on you. You get streamers on you. So we'll take that. And so we're right across from that.
We can put some water in there now.
Nope, I'm good.
Somebody's going to have to clean it up, but that's, I mean, right. We can definitely put some water in there. That's not a problem.
It is a big orange cooler, just like you'd see post game. You know, when they dump the
celebration.
We haven't seen it enough. We need more celebration. 4:30 this afternoon, we're going to talk to Evan Giddings. He's with the Believe in 49ers podcast, and at 5:20, we'll get you ready for the Tigers and Florida tomorrow with our friend Gordy Rush, former LSU Tiger from Gretna, went to Jesuit. Look forward to talking to him. Then at 6 o'clock, the Brian Kelly Show. 7 o'clock, it's the Manning Children's Prep Football Roundup. Look forward to that, and there's some great games at the Superdome. Where's Country Day tonight?
Willow Uptown.
So I know where you'll be. I'll be at the Apple Store and then maybe, you know, Academy Sports. That's what I do. That's my Friday night compared to your Friday night.
Hey, so you talk about those games. It's going to be pretty awesome, like you talked about in the Dome.
Yeah.
Some pretty good talent as well when you look at some of those rosters, and potentially one of the top quarterbacks, Rod Bell's son from Florida, is playing in the Dome.
I don't know how to say his first name. Is it Dia or it's D-I-A?
Yeah, Dia. I think it's Dia.
Bell?
I think it's Dia Bell, and I watched them a couple weeks ago on television, and he's committed, I think, to Texas.
Yes.
Committed to Texas, but then you talk about some of the talent that we have high school wise that is playing. So man, it's going to be some pretty good games, and that's a doubleheader. I think that's the Inspire. Is that the Inspire Classic? I think is what the
Inspire City Invitational.
Okay,
it's a doubleheader.
Yep.
So you have Rummel against ULAB of Baton Rouge. That's mm-hmm. the first game at 6 o'clock, and then the nightcap is going to be Carr, 13th rank against Florida. Plantation Florida, you know, who was ranked higher, but they lost.
Yep.
To a big powerhouse. So they're 1-1. And you're right. It is. I knew it was big, but like last week, Sports 247
yep.
called. Is it? We're sending a bunch of people down.
Well, I mean, when you talk about Mike Carr will probably have at least 8 guys that will sign D1 this yep. year. I'm not yep. even talking about on the roster. Carr, I would not be surprised if they don't have anywhere between 5 to 10 guys sign D1 scholarships.
I mean, nope, I'm looking at, you're right.
They are absolutely. They've been loaded for a while. They've done an outstanding job of just developing kids. And you talked about 13th. We're not talking 13th in the state.
No, nope.
We're talking 13th in the nation, and they probably, if they continue on like they have over the last couple of years, they'll probably be at least top 10,
yep.
Top 10. And so it's good that they're getting that recognition, just throughout, not only here locally in the state, but just across the country.
And just to wrap that up, two things. First, WWL, we will be doing the show from there tonight, our prep football roundup. But if you just look at the 3 Louisiana schools,
yep.
just the 3, they've combined to win 13 state titles in the last 15 years. And American Heritage has won 6 since 2013. So, man, powerhouse football going on at the Dome tonight. Tulane's at home. LSU's at home tomorrow. But I want to kind of start with the Saints because we typically do, right? But we know the Saints situation from an injury standpoint. 3 are out. No surprises. I guess really the only surprise to me is that Julian Blackmon they're kind of still looking, right? I mean, I thought he would have been on IR.
No, he'll go on IR. The only reason
they're waiting on tests?
No, he had the surgery today. I think, the only thing is they want to see how bad it was when they did the surgery. But he will be one of the guys tomorrow that, as they call up players with the practice squad elevation. So they will have technically a spot open on that. But right now, I definitely don't think he will be a short-term IR guy.
No.
I don't think that's too much of a surprise. It's really just because the surgery was today. And so, when you have your transactions tomorrow, he would be one of those transactions that the Saints normally do.
Make an actual roster move because you have
correct.
A spot. Same thing. They had a spot last week. They put
correct.
Fidel Diggs up as well as practice squad elevations. And really no surprise because they did not practice. Trevor Penning did not practice this week. He's out. Chase Young, again, he's out. And it looks like everybody else should be okay. Really, the biggest question mark is Fuaga, and that's a big question mark.
Well, Fuaga's a big question mark, but I have another big question mark for you because we've seen Fuaga's backup play in a game, even though he told our reporter, Noack, that was his first time playing right tackle in a game. But here's one, and I know he's not on the injury report anymore, but if you're long snapper.
Oh, I knew you were going there.
If you're long snapper is not able to play, I know that they have a plan in place because he was asked, your special teams coordinator. That's a problem.
Yeah. Well, Zach Wood was fine Wednesday.
Elbow
on Thursday, but then he was back full today. But I thought the same thing. I'm like, because as I've said, either you got a long snapper or you don't, right? So John Weeks is the long snapper for San Francisco. He's played 254, has not missed a game since he came into the league as an undrafted free agent out of Baylor.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
Zach Wood's getting into that range.
It's something that you take for granted because if the field goal kicker misses a kick, what's the first thing you go and do? How was the snap? How was the snap?
Yep.
Was the snap on time or did he push it? What did he do? What did the kicker do or how was the snap? Did my holder catch it clean? And the other thing that you take for granted is the precise and the time. I mean, Mike, it is seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about full seconds. I mean, tenths of a second when you talk about, and it's not an easy job because you're putting your head through your legs and that ball has to be, it has to be right there quickly on time, not high, perfect, snap, down, kick.
It's 4:19 Central, so it's 2:19 on the West Coast. We do not know the 49er situation. We know some, right? Correct. We know the two biggies, right? No Brock Purdy, no George Kittles. If I some point on Sunday, I will say Kerry Kittles. So just stop me when I say it.
You hooping?
I am. Some things come out. So we do know that, but we don't know the rest. And their situation looks to me worse on paper than I think it's actually going to end up being.
A lot of their guys, they're in week 10, week 11 mode as far as resting some of their veteran players. They that's what they do. But when you look at their injury history over the last couple of years, it has not been pretty. I mean, you talk about guys that have missed games or guys that they were depending on. I mean, I think, Mike, they're like 28th, 29th as far as most injuries or something ridiculous. And then we're not talking about over 1 year. We're talking about like over a 4 to 5 year period.
So it will be Mac Jones who gets the start. So right now, I've never seen their roster in my world is all over the place. They have two quarterbacks on their roster, mm-hmm. Brock Purdy and Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. They have one quarterback who's on the active non-football injury list, Curtis Rourke. They have another quarterback who's on injured reserve, Carter Bradley. And then they have Adrian Martinez, who's on the practice squad.
Who will get called up.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. I'm just saying he will get called up. And that's
just go with two.
Yeah, they'll go with two, but he will get called up.
Yeah.
And so, the you know, who probably is the backup quarterback, the number three emergency, is probably McCaffrey. If it's not, it's one of the
receivers. I don't need to see him in any more plays.
Well, I mean, you'll see him on some direct snaps. I guarantee you, they'll have a direct snap or two where they get him the ball immediately.
Wow. I mean, we're just getting started. We are just getting started. Talking about Saints and the 49ers Sunday at noon. Tulane, LSU prep. Take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We're at the Rouse's on Power Boulevard, 3711 Power. Come by and see us here on a special edition on the road with Fans and the Pro. WWLAMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Welcome back, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. Where are the Rouses? 3711 Power Boulevard. It's a Rouses Markets Football Friday. Dips and wings, sushi, jambalaya. Rouse says everything you need to cover the spread. Another big weekend prep. Tulane LSU Saints on Sunday. And we're going to talk some more Saints in San Francisco. Evan Giddings joining us now. He's with the Believe 49ers podcast. Believe in the 49ers at Evan A. Giddings, G-I-D-D-D-I-N-G-S, joins us now. Evan, you're on with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good to be talking with you.
Well, we appreciate your time. So I'm looking at your latest injury list, just waiting for the Friday designations to come up. I mean, Trent Williams was a rest. Purdy, we know, is out. Juwan Jennings, I guess, and maybe Jordan James. I mean, is there anybody other than maybe Juwan Jennings that is probably not or close to not playing on Sunday?
Yeah, well, it's really good timing because Kyle Shanahan just got finished talking to the media, and the two players that were the highest questions outside of obviously Brock Purdy, who was officially ruled out, or Juwan Jennings and Trent Williams. That was the other player that popped up on the injury report this week. He did not practice today and basically is going to be walking into Sunday with pretty much no practice reps. Now, a player of that age, 37, his caliber of play, don't necessarily worry too much about that if he's on the field, but he did have in San Francisco, he has not allowed six pressures in a football game ever, and he did so week one in Seattle. So he clearly wasn't at his best and already hampered. I think that's probably the other big injury right now for the 49ers, especially when you consider they don't have George Kittle, and now they're relying on their backup quarterback, Mac Jones.
Yeah, that's. I only thought that was a surprise because I thought they were resting Trent. Like he was like a veteran day of rest. But so I was surprised to see two DNPs, but three. You're right. So I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's pretty much a toss-up. I do think that Trent Williams is more likely to play than Juwan Jennings, but how the shoulder reacted this week is kind of a 50-50 call. Juwan Jennings was on the sideline in Seattle trying to get back in the game. He was having, ironically enough, Mac Jones on the sideline throwing him footballs, but he just couldn't get that full range of motion necessary to make the plays. I think not only in the passing game, but Juwan Jennings is a big part of what this team likes to do in the run game as far as being one of those blockers downfield. He was number one last year in PFF among wide receiving run blockers. So I would lean more towards Trent Williams being on the field than Juwan Jennings. And if you're the Niners, you hope you might be able to get both of them out there.
Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, Trent will battle through it. You know, he's played with a various amount of injuries, and, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. And so, you know, unless he just cannot move, I see him trying to fight through it and be available. You know, one of the things that I definitely want to talk about is just the defense and at the level that they were able to play at up in Seattle, and just get your take on that unit. It looked like they are going to be a unit that brings a little bit more pressure, and we think that's just because of the DC. And not necessarily just because I don't have enough guys up front that can win in one-on-one situations, but I just want to get your take on that defense and how they have, you know, really flown around, I guess, and not only preseason-wise, but really the first game.
Yeah, well, I think that point about the creativity from Robert Saleh is an astute point because that was something that they severely lacked last year. And I would even go back 2 years ago, even with them making the Super Bowl. This was a team that basically has relied for the last, I would say, 6 years under Shanahan on a front four to get home, and they don't bring any blitzers. Last year, they were bottom three in the league. I believe they were bottom five in the league even when in the year they made the Super Bowl and lost to the Chiefs. So Robert Saleh, I think, has understood that this is a very youthful group, not a lot of experience. They're the second youngest defense in football, and you're just not going to have a ton of talent that can win up front one-on-one outside of Nick Bosa, so you got to bring extra guys. And I thought he did a pretty good job of deploying the defense in ways that confused Sam Darnold, in ways that were able to neutralize the Seattle Seahawks run game. And I think then you saw those playmakers on the back end make plays enough, not only to hold the Seattle Seahawks to 13 points and three of 10 on third downs, but make those game-winning plays. Like at all three levels, you had Nick Bosa, who made the game-clinching sack sack and strip sack and recovery. You saw Fred Warner, the best middle linebacker in football, flying around, had a team high 8 tackles. And then on the back end, Diamador Lenore, their emerging cornerback, is someone who was targeted 7 times, did not allow a catch in pass coverage. So I think what Robert Saleh did is he provides confidence for a lot of these younger, inexperienced players, and then he allows the few superstars that he still has from yesteryear to make plays in the biggest moments.
Where is San Francisco on Mr. Mac Jones? Certainly Shanahan sees something in this resurrection that he can do things that maybe others can't. 52 games in his career, 44 picks. He's had 6 pick sixes in 5 years. Saints have played him a couple of times. But, you know, he played in the preseason. What's the level of confidence in Mac Jones?
Well, I think there's more confidence in Mac Jones as a backup quarterback than there's been of probably any quarterback that's backed up a Niners starter outside of Sam Darnold. But that year he only had to play week 17 when the one seed was already wrapped up. So I think people are feeling pretty good. Like, they can still not only win this game, but Brock Purdy is probably going to miss multiple weeks. You know, they might be able to steal a game at home against Arizona. I'm not as confident about that. And it's as much as it is about Mac Jones as it is about the surrounding cast. Like, we went through a couple of the injuries that even if Trent and Juwan are able to play, they're clearly not going to be 100%. You don't have George Kittle, who already, we saw even with Brock Purdy, it was such a huge difference offensively, when he was not in the game against Seattle, both in the run and against the pass. Plus, this offensive line is not nearly as talented, even with Trent Williams, if he was 100%, than it's been in past years. So I think that Mac Jones is someone who I expect to make good decisions with the ball, execute Kyle Shanahan's offense. But if the New Orleans Saints, who got to Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals 5 times last week for sacks, if they apply pressure, I don't think that Mac Jones is under any condition going to be able to use his legs to evade pressure. So I think that Mac Jones is in a little bit of trouble this weekend against a New Orleans Saints defense that probably is better, at least showed in the first week better than a lot of people expected.
Kicking game. Yeah. What's your thoughts on it? We know that the move was made, but, you know, does it put them in at least at ease with what they've been able to do, or are there still some question marks there?
I mean, I think whenever you have a new kicker coming in, there's always going to be questions. The one positive about Eddie Pinheiro, who they brought in to replace Jake Moody, is he has experience with the special teams coordinator Boyer from his time in New York. And Pinheiro, though he doesn't have a big leg, is someone that is a north of 80% field goal kicker. Jake Moody was sub 75. So I think you're kind of trading range for consistency. And that's something the Niners, quite frankly, haven't had during the Jake Moody era of the last couple of years. So the kicking game, I think, is not necessarily a conversation we can close, because until I see this guy make some kicks, I'm still going to have my eyebrows raised a little bit. But I think Kyle Shanahan and the Niners are just looking at it. Okay, well, at the very least, we're not married to this guy. We finally got divorced from Jake Moody. We can stop making excuses for a guy not doing his job. And if this player comes in and does his job well, Eddie Pinheiro, we keep him. If not, then we go find the next guy. And special teams is kind of the revolving door, if you will.
And that's the situation if you're Pinheiro, because Moody was, I mean, he physically impacted San Francisco's play calling in the second half. I mean, whether you would go for it or take a field goal, I mean, he was impacting your offense. Here's what I would tell you. I would give you a little Eddie Pinheiro stat. Spent a little time last night with Eddie. So in his career, he's 88%. Against the Saints, he's played them 8 different times. Once with Chicago, once with the Jets, 6 times with Carolina. 8 times. He's kicked 16 field goals. He's missed 1 from 41 yards out in 23. In his career, he's an 88% field goal kicker. Against New Orleans, he's 94%. We want you to get Jake back. Get the Chargers and get Jake back. Because I was like, people go, oh, yeah. Because once you get down that road of, we went down that road in 21. You get a kicker, it doesn't work. We went through 4 kickers. Sometimes it's a revolving door. So you never know. And so I wanted to ask you about, you know, at least to me, it's ironic you know, we spent too much time talking about Christian McCaffrey and the injury before the season. He gets 31 touches on Sunday, plays on 58 snaps, 76%. Yeah. And now, you're no Kittle, right? No Purdy, and not sure, you know, with Juwan and maybe even Jordan Watkins or James Jordan and some other players. I mean, how do you protect him, or is he just going to do it all? He's maybe your number three quarterback.
He literally was. I think it was three years ago in the NFC Championship game in 2022 when they brought Brock Purdy in after he tore his elbow. You're right. Christian McCaffrey is everything to the Niners. I do think that. If there was one thing you could kind of nitpick about the W on Sunday in regards to Kyle Shanahan and his play calling, it's, you know, did we really need Christian McCaffrey to touch the ball 31 times? It was most of anybody in the NFL. And he popped up on the Thursday before with a calf injury, and you still rode him almost into the ground. Like, I understand that McCaffrey, even with bringing in Brian Robinson, is clear-cut the best back and best offensive weapon on this football team outside of maybe Kittle, but he's off the field. I just think there's some way you have to keep his workload at somewhat of a minimum. Now, that game on Sunday, they held the ball for 38 minutes, so they're clearly running more plays than their opponent. But that's kind of the 49ers' MO. They want to control the clock. They want to win time of possession. And I just feel like you have to involve Brian Robinson, maybe even Isaac Garendo, your third running back, into the game plan a bit more to keep McCaffrey from not touching it every single time he's on the field. And while you're right that he only played 75% of snaps, it also means that every team, when they're looking at the Niners, when McCaffrey's on the field, essentially, the ball is going to him. So I think it makes them also a little more easy to predict, though he himself is a hard player to certainly bring down. I think it's something that each and every week the Niners are going to have to try and wrestle with. How do we keep this guy upright? Because while Kittle could go down, while Trent could go down, there's a lot of people saying this week that the only player that can't go down for the 49ers is number 23, and I can understand why.
We feel the same way. So best of luck after this week. By the way, we'd like, if you could work this out, Purdy may be out for 2 to 5 weeks. In week six, you guys play at Tampa. Week seven, you're in Atlanta. So we need him back before week six and seven. So
concur.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Have a great year. We appreciate your time. Evan Giddings at Evan A. Giddings, and that's the Believe in 49ers podcast. Have a great year.
Hey, anytime, fellas. Take it easy, boys.
Appreciate it. So take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We're at the Rouse's on Power Boulevard here until 6 o'clock tonight. Then it's the Brian Kelly Show. And then it's a lot of high school football. The Mannings Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. 2 games in the Superdome. And then everything else all over the metro area. We're back after this here on Fans of the Pro, WWLAMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back, Fans in the Pro, live here at Rouse's 3711 Power Boulevard, here until 6 o'clock tonight. And we want to thank our friends at Pepsi for being here with us today. They're a big part of keeping the Gulf Coast refreshed. And don't forget to shop Rouse's Markets for great prices on Pepsi products. Right now, get an 8-pack of 12-ounce bottles and a 10-pack of 7.5-ounce cans of Pepsi and Mountain Dew, 2 for $10. That's at Rouse's. Also, I want to thank Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine in or dine out, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. We want to thank them because they help feed the game day team on Sundays, magazinepizza.com. So, we're going to talk in the 5 o'clock hour with Gordy Rush about LSU. They play Florida tomorrow night. Tulane is hosting Duke at Yulman Stadium, 7 o'clock. So it's the Mensa return.
The return.
The return of Mr. Mensa. Duke lost last week. It wasn't surprising. They got beat. The score was 44-19. They lost to Illinois.
The game was close, and then it got away.
They outgained them, and turnovers killed them.
Yeah, the game was close, and then it got away. And what's interesting is I saw Coach Summerall this week as well. I was on campus over at Tulane, and he came. There was an event. Salvation Army had an event, and they honored Tyrann Mathieu, and Coach Curtis, Coach Curtis at JT, was there, and Coach Summerall. I mean, and like
there's enough wins.
Well, that's a ton of
in that group.
Yeah, there's a ton of wins, but I mean, you talk about both of those guys took out of their schedule to be able to come to that event for Salvation Army and be a part of it for Tyron, and you know the work that Tyron Matthew has done and is doing throughout the community. And so I've had so much going on. Not that I almost forgot, but I was like, oh yeah, I was just over there on campus, and I just saw Coach Summerall, and he, like I said, he took a little time out of his schedule to be able to come and be a part of that, and you know, as they prepare for their old quarterback.
Yep, they took Tulane to the American Championship game, 9-win season, and I don't, you know, so Duke's 1-1, Tulane 2-0. I mean, sometimes Tulane didn't play very well against South Alabama. LSU didn't play very well against Louisiana Tech. And you can tell these guys all you want. And you got to play hard. Everybody's going to play hard. But sometimes you just don't.
And maybe at times you kind of look ahead and you skip over maybe the current opponent because you know what's coming next. You mean to tell me none of those guys knew who they played next week at home? And that's the same for both of them.
But
for LSU, you know, you mean to tell me that they didn't look ahead to Florida? But Florida
looked ahead,
but they were in a dogfight regardless. Right. USF is legit.
No, I totally agree. That's the difference.
USF is legit, right, and they will get a big time test. They're on the tour of Florida. They play Miami this weekend. USF does, and that'll be an interesting, because I think it's a third opponent. I know second ranked opponent for them, but it'll be the third major opponent that they have a chance to prove and show that, hey, you know, we want in that college playoff as well. And so we'll kind of see what happens. It'll be good tests for both teams, but I do think the home state teams should win both of those matchups, and that's LSU against Florida as well as Tulane against Duke. You know who else I talked to? I'm gonna give him a shout out, even though he left me. He popped in the city, and then he gonna complain about it was hot. Now you played with the Saints, and you from Alabama, but he moved a little north. Roman Harp. Harp was here. He's been here. Harp has been here. What's today? Friday. Harp got here Wednesday. And he probably told the family he was working, and that was one tale that he pulled just to be able to get out the house a little early. And then he goes and plays golf, and I have to find out through the grapevine that he's playing golf. And I call him, harass him. I told him, I hope you lose at least 5 sleeves of ball. He was like, man, that's very mean for you to say. I said, when he told me where he was playing, I said, oh, yeah, you lost at least 1 already. He said, yeah, you're correct. But he was talking how hot it was, and he was heading up to Baton Rouge last night.
I mean, September is our driest, hottest month usually because we have no rain. So overall, it becomes one of your driest, hottest months.
Harp,
you know that.
You still have residency here, and you played and lived here. You're from Alabama. How can you say, man, it sure is hot out here? And then he gets complaining. Well, it's not hot at home, so you don't stay here full time anymore.
I can't wait till we have him on the show. I cannot wait. I just go to the bathroom and listen to you guys, because I don't say a word, man. You guys just go at it. So, hey, come out and see us. We're at the Rouse's on Power Boulevard. Mike Cost, Deuce McAllister until 6 o'clock. Back after this quick break. We do have the San Francisco injury report. Just came in. We'll have that when we come back. Stay with us. Welcome back. Mr. McAllister and I will be here until 6 o'clock. Come on by. Say hello. Again, I said the injury report for San Francisco was out, and earlier in the week, it looked like Armageddon, but as it turns out, Brock Purdy, we knew he's out. Trent Williams, limited today. He's got a knee injury. He's questionable. And Juwan Jennings, the wide receiver, shoulder injury. He was limited today. He's questionable. So a lot to do about a whole lot of nothing, except for Purdy's out, and so is Mr. Kittle. So we'll have to wait and see what that happens. We got another hour coming. We'll talk LSU with Gordy Rush, talking more Tulane prep. A lot more things going on. A very busy weekend. It's Fans in the Pro from Rouse's here until 6 o'clock. Charlie Long back in the booth. We appreciate his help. The news is coming up next. Keep it here on WWLAMFM.com, always on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Welcome back, fans in the Pro Power Boulevard. The Rouse is 3711. Get everything you need for the weekend. You get wings, you get sushi, chips, fresh everything. Anything that you need for football weekend, come by, pick it up. You'll see us. You see the big, large Gatorade tent. We are right next to that. They've got a special scan going on. If you scan, you get an opportunity to win two tickets to the Atlanta game on November 23rd. The drawing is tomorrow. And so come on by, say hello. All kinds of Gatorade drinks. I've got my water filled with Propel right now. That's a Gatorade product, right? So I win, right? Okay. We are next to Deuce is sitting at the table with me. He's in a nice chair, just kind of, you know, in the middle of nothing. They have put me next to the mini donuts, the muffins, the cherry pies, chocolate pies. I am like, you know.
Donut holes.
I'm sandwiched in between everything I cannot, you know, shouldn't be opening and touching. And I haven't to this point, so I'm very proud.
Now, I don't know about that. I looked over there at one point, and you got stuff all up on your ear, and I'm like, Mike, what are you doing? And then he's like, well, I'm over here by the donuts, and so it wasn't a donut, though. So
no,
that's a plus.
It was the ear muff on the headphones just coming apart. All right, let's talk a little. We have not – Mac Jones. All right, so Saints played him twice.
Yep.
21-23. Beat him twice.
Yep.
Both games. Pick six. Tyrann Mathieu, Malcolm Jenkins.
Yep.
Which takes us back a little bit. Man's thrown six pick sixes. So I was talking to Kellen Moore today, Coach Moore, and I was like, it feels like both teams are going to have kind of the same game plan. Because both teams, whoever can stop the run, which, you know, and then, because then you're just going to tee off. They want to rattle Rattler, and the Saints want to whack Mac, right? But you got to be able to stop the run first. But if they can contain Christian and Brian Robinson, man, I just, you know.
If I'm the Saints, I feel a lot better than if I'm the 49ers.
Right.
Then you're like, wait, what do you mean? One, I'm at home. Two, my quarterback has started this year. Mac Jones has started games as well. But if I remember correct, this is his first year. With the 49ers,
yes.
Correct?
He was with Jacksonville last year,
correct.
2-8. played the final like nine
so
games.
So how long has been has he been in that system?
Oh, just the offseason.
Just the spring.
Yep, and
just the offseason.
Right.
And so for him, it's his second game on the road. They haven't played at home. They were at Seattle last week. He's a veteran, but it's still a new offense. It's still going through that system. So when you're looking at it, if I'm the Saints, I feel pretty good about where we are offensively until you say, wait, what? Yeah, you know, your left guard, he's kind of new. Oh, yeah, your left tackle, he's new as well. And your right tackle is kind of new to the position in the NFL. And, oh, yeah, he's got some knees that have been bothering him. And it's almost like you just throw your hands up and, like, I have a prime opportunity to, quote-unquote, steal one. But then you don't know if your guys are going to be able to hold up health-wise.
And something that you've talked about before, and it's and we saw it last week. And here I will talk. I will give it to you in both teams, so to speak. So the Saints last week in the red zone were 1 of 4, 25%. Goal to go, 0 for 1, 0%. Arizona was the exact opposite. They were very good. San Francisco in the red zone last week were 2 of 5, 40%. Goal to go, 1 of 3, 33%. They had two turnovers, got two, but gave away two. Blocked kick, missed kick. You talk about a team that was fortunate to go on the road. You do those kind of stats and go nine penalties, go on the road and win. Man, so I say all that. You and I say now. I say all that to say this. You got a touchdowns. 14 play drives and a missed field goal, or 14 play drives, a 10 play drive, first and goal with a three, and no touchdowns. That's the difference.
No, 100% that's the difference. I mean, if the Saints are able to punch the ball in the red zone, it's a totally different game for them. I mean, and you cannot go 1 of 4 in the red zone. You just can't do it. And then I'm happy that they had the plus 10 drives as far as plays. But you got to cash in.
Right.
You got to cash in.
They don't give you points for time of possession.
Time of possession, or
like,
hey,
15 you
ran,
drives.
You ran 12 plays. You ran 12 plays. You know, you're not getting bonus points for that. You've got to be able to score. And this week, even if you have those type of plays, if you can come away with three, even if it's five times, and you add a couple of touchdowns to that as well, I think you feel better about your situation.
And clean up the penalties. I mean, there were really
well, I mean, that's got to happen regardless.
Right, because there were 16, three
total.
Were declined, 16
no.
penalties, 13 that were actually taken. And do you feel, I thought Spencer played well within himself, and I thought the offense was set up for him to play well within himself. And I won't use the word conservative, but do you feel it will be more open this week?
I have no idea.
Really?
And the reason you say you have no idea is because of the injuries that I talked about
right.
earlier. I would love for them to be able to push the ball down the field. They have to be able to take advantage of the speed. But when you look at defensively how the 49ers want to play you and are going to play you, I mean, Mike, they blitzed on 40% of the plays. Now, I don't know if that was just a game plan type situation, but if they are blitzing that much, if you have the ball 60 times and they're blitzing on 25 to 30% or 30 plays or 20 plays, that's a ton. So if they blitz, you can't just be satisfied with, oh, we picked up the first down. No, you have to be able to hit them and make a guy miss or hit them where it's something over the top.
And I will say, I've watched their San Francisco-Seattle game. They got a couple of young kids.
Oh, they got
players
that
safety,
fly around.
Marquise Siegel and Upton Stout, who's the cornerback, who those guys both, I mean, they got beat on double moves several times. And like, you want to see Shaheed, you know, kind of, it wasn't like they didn't throw it to Shaheed or kind of lobby at 13 targets. But it's just up top. Press it. Make them know that you can do it.
Oh, you got to do it. I agree. You got to be able to stretch this field. You can't play that game in a box. I mean, it's just, it won't be anything good for you if you play it in a box.
And defensively, you're right, boys. I mean, I watched D. Winters and Fred Warner and Luke Gifford. Man, those linebackers.
They fly.
They're almost, you know, when you're watching it on the All-22 and you're watching from behind, you're like, there's nowhere. They're filling every gap. Mm-hmm. You know, four guys, and then those three, very, very tough to run the ball. But they escaped. I don't care what anybody says. And I don't care what, if he were sitting here under truth serum, Kyle Shanahan, when Brock Purdy let that ball go to Jake Tonsis at the end of the game, went, oh, my gosh, because that Seattle defender should have picked it off.
Right. I agree with you.
You know, well, we'll wait and see. But you get it's – and we've said it before, it's not who you play, but, you know, when you play them. And so the Saints and 49ers, it's kind of a weird deal because – so the Saints played Arizona, then San Francisco, then Seattle, and – San Francisco is playing Seattle, Saints, and then Arizona. So we'll have to wait and see. Lots of NFC South action as well. Tampa is 1-0. Atlanta, Saints, Carolina all 0-1. So the Saints are at noon on Sunday. You get to watch everybody this week. Saints at noon, 3 o'clock, Carolina at Arizona. Sunday night, Atlanta at Minnesota. That will be interesting. And then Monday night, the first of the doubleheader, is going to be Tampa at Houston. So you get to watch the whole NFC South. Oh, and by the way, Philadelphia's playing Kansas City. A little rematch of Super Bowl LIX. We're going to turn the tables, talk a little LSU football. LSU Florida tomorrow from Tiger Town, Death Valley. Talk with Gordy Rush after the break here at Rouse's until 6 o'clock. Come on by, say hello. WWLAMFM.com and always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister until 6 o'clock tonight from the Rouse's here, 3711 Power Boulevard. At 6 o'clock, it'll be the Brian Kelly Show from last night as the Tigers get ready for Florida tomorrow. And always happy to have our good friend Gordy Rush joining us. Gordy, I got to start. First off, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I had to show my age a little bit. I go way back. And so did you – he was on the show Monday night. Did you play ball with Bo Davis on your teams at LSU?
Yes. Yes, he was. I go back, too. I'm old as well.
Because he's played – he was in the last Archer year and then I think two Hallman years.
Right.
But you must have crossed some of those years.
So I was a bus. I played in all of Archer's years. I played at Purdue in 1986, and then I was there 87 to 90. And so I was done the year. I'm 1 year ahead of Bo Davis.
Okay. So I love it just because, you know, we go way back. And at some point, we'll talk about it off the air a little bit. So Florida got through Louisiana Tech. Sometimes you play to your opponent. Sometimes it just happens. You know you're better, and you are, and you don't play very well. Florida had a different situation. They played South Florida, and they're a good football team, and they got shown, you know, the big way. And now you got a Florida team, you know, I don't think desperate's the right word. I think Billy Napier, 4-14 against AP-ranked teams, 20-20 in his fourth season, might feel that way. How do you see this game just kind of overall, and now that Florida loses to South Florida?
Well, I thought the Florida game against South Florida paralleled the LSU game against Louisiana Tech. They were flat. They were their own worst enemy. They held the football 11 minutes more than South Florida. They outgained them. But they had 11 penalties for 103 yards. They settled for 3 field goals. They were just they didn't execute very well when they got down in the red zone. And they had a lot of key mistakes. They had a punt in which the deep snapper sent it over the head of the punter, so they gave up the safety, which wound up being the margin of victory. And then on that last series, going back to the penalties, they had 2 penalties for 30 yards, and I had a defensive lineman spit an offensive lineman's face after all the from opening night with the Eagles and all the stuff that we saw that happened in that ball game. You know, you still have somebody out there spitting, and so you basically gave them the short field goal. This is a Florida team with talent. They were preseason number 13, and they were their own worst enemy against South Florida, and I think they're going to come play with their backup against the wall. The question is that going to be enough against a very talented LSU defense in Tiger Stadium in a revenge game? You know, LSU lost that game last year and really had no business. They had chances to put them away.
Yeah, and I want you to talk a little bit about that LSU team and really the health of a few players. I know Coach Kelly just put out, you know, I don't want to call it a final because nothing is really final, but, you know, just an update on the injury situation on a couple of key guys, you know, for this team.
Well, I think the big one's Braden Moore, who's the transfer center from Virginia Tech, who went out with an ankle sprain. And I had a chance to watch him as he tried to warm up and get back on the field right before halftime. And he re-aggravated it when he was working against a defensive lineman. They were going with some casual practice snaps. He practiced twice this week, and he's apparently a go. And we'll see what percent he's at. And I think that's the big one for an offensive line that really struggled to run the football against Louisiana Tech. Trades Green has a sprained knee. I doubt seriously that he's going to be able to go, and those are the two biggest injuries that LSU has.
Garrett Nussmeier, I mean, LSU goes on the road, gets a huge win over Clemson. It doesn't play, you know, it happens. They get the victory. You move on. And he talked this week, you really haven't seen what he believes is the LSU offense we'll see this season. Agree?
No, I agree 100%. You know, what they did well against Clemson is they ran the football. You know, they not only they run the football, they were really creative in the three-step game and getting the ball out to playmakers in space and slowing down that Clemson defense. Against Louisiana Tech, you know, what happened is that I believe they rushed for 137 yards on 36 carries. The problem was two of them went for 48 and 43. So when you look at the numbers, they ran for 34 times at a net of 37 without those two plays. And against Louisiana Tech, who ran a unconventional 3-3-5 kind of nickel defense, they didn't bring a whole lot of pressure packages. LSU with the offensive line, when they had even numbers, just struggled to execute against a smaller, quicker defensive front of Louisiana Tech. And because of that, Garrett was facing a lot of 7- and 8-man coverages and just struggling to find people open, and they didn't, you know, they weren't hitting all cylinders. You mentioned it, Haas, the fact that you're playing Louisiana Tech, and it was a little sloppy, LSU's performance, and so I agree 100% with him. They have lots of tools, lots of weapons. The question is this offensive line, can they continue the performance they need to win, play winning football like they did against Clemson?
Yeah, and just to tap in about the defense and you know, what we've been able to see from some of those star players just make plays and, you know, just getting some guys healthy back. And even from the transfers, the guys have seemed to mesh really, really well. And, you know, how big of a problem could they be for Lagway and that Florida team? And like you said, it's a night game, so it's going to be loud. It's going to be special.
Yeah, I tell you, Deuce, this is a top-shelf defense. I mean, LSU, you went out, got the 18 transfers that had 6 or more starts from Power 4 schools, and it doesn't show up any bigger than it does on defense, where they have quality, top-line quality, and they've got quantity. And I think what's changed about this defense that they didn't have the last 2 or 3 years was the ability to lock people down on the back end. They went and got Mansour Delane from Virginia Tech. A.J. Halsey's the safety transfer from Houston. To Marcus Cooley from NC State, and then they've got G.J. Pickett and P.J. Woodland on the other side. They can lock you down, and if you can play man on the back end. Blake Baker wants to get really creative. Harold Perkins Jr. is 100%. He has been outstanding. Whit Weeks is a preseason All-American linebacker, and they're 3 deep on the defensive line. They went and got 3 big-time defensive end transfers. Jack Plyburn from Florida, Patrick Payton from Florida State, Jermaine Cooper is from Nebraska, and they keep running numbers at you. This is elite top-shelf defense, and the good thing is you mentioned Langway, who I think is a fantastic talent, had an off game last week against South Florida. LSU has played 2 teams that have quarterbacks that are dual threat, just like Langway, so this is nothing new. You're not changing the game plan, and you've seen the success they had against those teams.
Tell me what concerns LSU's defense about Lagway. I mean, he's a big kid, 6'3", 247. He struggled last week. But what is it that he does that the LSU defense should be most concerned with?
Well, his ability to extend plays. He's a fantastic athlete and had a chance. He's from over in the Woodlands, Texas. He was incredible in high school, and so he's a great athlete. And then you mentioned his size. You team him up with Jaden Baugh, Deuce, and Baugh's I think a guy that not a lot of people in the SEC know about, but he's a big tailback. And last year they played big boy football and just stuffed it down LSU's throat in the second half of that game, and that started this run that got them to the bowl game. Eventually they beat Tulane in the bowl game, and it's that 1-2 punch and what they can do in the zone read, and they get downhill on you. Those guys both have size, and they're excellent football players.
Well, Gordy, I definitely appreciate it. I know we look forward to it. And, hey, it's going to be a homecoming for not only a lot of players, but a lot of that staff as well for Florida, just because of Billy and, just some of the coaches that he has. But, man, if LSU takes care of their business, they should win that game.
Yeah, look, on paper, I think LSU, the spot being in Death Valley and the fact that this is an elite defense, LSU's obviously should be the favorite in this football game. But, I think too many people are ready to write off Billy Napier and write off Florida. Yes, they've got a unbelievably tough schedule in front of them, but this is still a very good football team.
We will find out. Gordy Rush, LSU sideline reporter, Jesuit, Gretna, local guy. We appreciate your time as always.
All right, guys. Y'all take care.
You too, pal. Gordy Rush. And he's right. I mean, Google it. You Google Lagway, and one of the stories is Billy Napier's buyout, and will Florida lose quarterback Lagway?
Yeah.
Like, good gosh.
I mean, that's just the truth.
But he is 20-20.
Yeah.
And you are 4-14 against AP-ranked teams. There are some schools that works. Not in Gainesville.
Well, in Gainesville, I mean, there's a lot of expectation where you win a couple championships, they raise it, but then, you get rid of what Coach Mullen after him doing another stint there, and it's just like, okay, we want to be the best of the best, and there's some talent there. They just hadn't been able to put it together.
Take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at the Rouses on Power Boulevard. Talking all things for this weekend. Come on by. Get all of your vittles for the weekend. I got mini donuts. I got muffins, pies. They're all to my right. Come see us here at the Rouses on Power here until 6. Back after this. Stay with us. We do thank you for joining us this afternoon. For fans of the pro, all of your Pepsi products, come on out to Rouses right now. Get an 8-pack, 12-ounce bottles, and a 10-pack, 7.5-ounce cans of Pepsi and Mountain Dew. 2 for $10. Just get everything that you need for the weekend. Prep football tonight. A little warm out there, but I don't think there's any rain in the forecast. And then LSU and Tulane tomorrow. Tulane 2-0 against 1-1 Duke. It'll be Darian Mensah, who was Tulane's quarterback. And I don't. We're going to go all over the place in this segment, but Darian Mensah, for people that don't really follow the NIL situation, I think if I'm correct, in the next 2 years, this year and next, he'll make $8 million NIL money.
Reportedly.
What is okay?
Reportedly.
All right. Let's say $6 million.
Reportedly. Here's the thing with NIL. You don't have to truly tell, because it's
the federal government doesn't even care.
No,
IRS
not,
tax?
Not federal government wise, but it's more so. It's quasi public.
Right.
Because the companies, they don't have to disclose.
Right.
They don't have to disclose. Either company, whether it's a private or whether it's a public company, they technically don't have to disclose that deal. Now, there's some stuff in that they're changing, and there's some submittals that have to go through and have to be done. But they don't have to report it in that sense. So guess who reports it? Or guess who releases the information?
Other schools in the conference.
they do as well. And those numbers probably aren't true as well. The agent. The agent is the person that is going to report it, even if it's not 100% true. Because guess why?
Makes him look like he's out there just dredging up money.
He's dredging up money.
Look at me, getting you $8 million.
I got you $8 million. Wait, is that for 1 year? Well, no, it may be for 3 years. Well, it's not necessarily. It's $8 million for 3 years if you hit certain incentives. Well, you didn't tell that when you first said it. But at the end of the day, NIL is good and bad. There has to be some type of regulation because I think Brett Martell, he did a story, AP story, about some of the coaches that are leaving college, and it's some of that is NIL. A lot of that is NIL and the transfer portal. I mean, because it's a transactional situation instead of a relationship-driven business. It's
purely.
That's what
right?
I'm saying. It's transactional. Right. And so now.
I get it.
Yeah, well, I get it, but it wasn't supposed to be that. That was not the intent of NIL and the whole name, image, and likeness program. But that's what it has become. And so now.
Yeah, they went from zero to 100 in 3 years.
Put another zero on it.
Right.
Went to zero,
zero
to 1,000. I mean, because it is truly the have and the have nots. And you have some have nots that are worried about will we continue to be a farm program because I'm happy for them, but you've got individuals that are going from D3. I just saw it. D3 to maybe D1. And transfer portal is squeezing high school kids. I know a ton of talented high school kids that normally would have went to college, but the coaches have just, hey, look, I'm only taking 5 high school players. Like, excuse me?
Only 5 because
you're
gotten...
only taking 5 high school players.
That's amazing.
And those 5 players are probably rated a 3 or 4 star, period. That's it. So a kid that needs to develop, he's getting squeezed down to a lower level where normally he would have been at the highest level. And the other part of it is if you're getting an offer, a legitimate offer, and you're not taking it fairly soon, you better be top 100, top 50, you know, because the schools aren't waiting on you. They feel like, hey, I offered you. You didn't take it. I've moved on to the next. And if they're not having the season that they think they should be having, guess what? Well, I'm not taking – I'm only taking 3 high school players. The rest will be transfers because I have to win.
Whoa.
And so I need some guys, young men and women, that can play immediately, that have college experience. And so from a coach's perspective, I don't have time to develop you. You're a good player. But I don't have time to develop you. So I cannot offer you. But, hey, go to XYZ and maybe in 3 years, 2 years, if I'm still here, I hope I am. But, if, right. you know, you I can offer you. That's all sports.
Are they going FCS, Division?
You're going
really
FCS.
Really going Division
II
and III?
You're going Division II. You're going because you need film.
Right.
You need film.
I mean, guys who would have been a recruit at a
correct.
Power 5 or whatever.
Power 4 or 5, whatever we're calling it.
Man.
But they are getting squeezed. And then the other part of it, you jump in the transfer portal. Well, you better make sure that you got a home for sure. Now, most of the guys do. But you could be sitting out there waiting. And now you don't have a choice but to go down to a lower level. Because the Power 5 where maybe you just left, there's nobody that really wants you. And you have to go down a lower level as far as playing class. And that's all sport. That's just not football. That's basketball. That's, you know, women's athletics as well. But that's across the board. That is across the board.
Man, it is a runaway train. They have got to figure out a way to slow down the train
first. There's some legislation out there, and I don't even know if that's going to help. Because I think that I don't know if that's going to help. That may slow it down, but it basically becomes until you are an employee, which they don't really want to do.
Yep.
It's going to be hard to how do you justify it? How do you justify it? And guess where it's going to end up? Back in court.
Oh, all right.
That's my rant.
No, that's information, baby. I mean, it is what it is. You didn't make the decision. It's the rules are the rules. We're going to come back, talk Saints San Francisco, noon, Sunday, Caesars Superdome. We've got a new 50th anniversary commemorative Abita beer that you can get on Sunday.
And you know who the player of the game? Last week we had
Teron Armstead.
We got the beer man.
Michael
Lewis.
Love it. Back after this. Somebody will. Stick me right here. Well, welcome back. Just for about 4 or 5 minutes, Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister here at the Rouse's on Power. They'll be open after this. So come on by and get your weekend stuff. Again, we got the doubleheader tonight at the Superdome, Rummel and ULAB, then Carr against American Heritage. So high school football across the street. We got Disney Descendants going on at the Smoothie King Center. And this weekend, if you see some of the bars and some of the concession stands at the Caesars Superdome, you'll see the Abita Golden Era Golden Lager. It's a limited edition 50th anniversary can for the Superdome's 50th anniversary. So that's awesome. It looks beautiful.
And so that will be with some of the vendors at the Dome on
yeah,
Sunday.
Right now it's going to be the Dome. Hopefully it'll take off and it'll be places like Rouse's and different places. But, yeah, initially it will be at the Dome. And speaking of the Dome, we're going to finish with San Francisco. And I didn't get a chance to talk about him, and that's Nick Bosa.
Yep.
When you watch that guy line up.
A problem.
He kind of gets on all fours, mm-hmm. and then he gets to a three-point stance, and then he takes that left arm and puts it behind. He looks like a superhero yep. about to come out of a rocket.
A sprinter stance.
Right, but he can play left and right. That guy, I don't know how you account for him.
Well, you're going to know where he's at all time. Right. I can tell you that. And then what I'm going to give presents. I am either chipping with my tight end, I'm chipping with my tailback, and I have eyes on him. If my center is covered, then he can't go and help. Maybe the guard is going to help. I mean, they can only reduce down so much. If they reduce and put a guy on every player, then now I have one-on-one on the outside. And so whenever I get a chance, I am giving him presence. There will be very few times that the Saints should leave him in a one-on-one situation. The other way that you combat that is I'm going to run at him a few times where I can get double teams on him, and I'm going to I'm going to make him move side to side, but I'm going to hit him a lot of different ways. So it's either going to be double teams. It's going to be with a toss crack coming down at him. I mean, I know you can't blindside, but you can hit him and let some different guys be able to hit him. But you've got to be able to get presence on him with a lot of different guys. You can't allow him just to rush the passer. Quick game is obviously one. Screen game, I wouldn't run screen game directly to him, and so I have to be creative, you know, how I run some of the screens, particularly out of the backfield, whether it's tight end screens that are blocking him, letting him get upfield. But he's athletic enough where he can feel it and read it, and he can make the play. And so you have to hit him multiple times, and I have to have multiple eyes on him.
What is Brandon Staley thinking right now about the attack for Mac Jones? Trying to stop the run or just go get it?
No. It's not trying to stop the run. It is eight guys in the box. I am throwing 12 different pitchers at the quarterback. The quarterback has to decipher which five are coming. There will be drop eights that he's seeing. So the pitcher has to be muddy completely. I'm putting eight in the box because I want you to throw. Mac, you have to beat me. I can't allow McCaffrey to have two safety high look and you run the ball. You have to run this ball in the eight-man front.
We'll find out at noon. My thanks to Charlie Long, Luke Augusta, DePaul Smith here on site. Thanks to everybody here at Rouse's who made a great afternoon. Again, come on by. Get all of your stuff. Thanks for listening to Fans in the Pro. We'll see you early Sunday morning to get ready for Saints and the Niners. The Brian Kelly Show is coming up next. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.